Penguin Random House Audio presents The Fall of Shannara, Book 4, The Last Druid, by Terry Brooks. Read for you by Simon Vance. 1. Tasha Kanan was not dead. She should have been, but she was not. It surprised her when she woke from the blackness into which she had fallen when she had gone over the cliffs of Cleeg Hold and dropped toward the churning waters of the Myrmidon, several hundred feet below. She could feel sheets of hard rain beating down on her, soaking her clothing and chilling her body. She could hear the sounds of the storm all around her, the staccato slap of raindrops against the stone walls of the rock spur cliffs, the howl of the wind, and the thunder of the rain-swollen river as it surged wildly down its narrow channel. She was dangling from something that had snagged her, and now held her fast. Yet as the buffeting winds set her swaying back and forth, she was reminded of how precarious her situation was. Still, she was not dead. Her aching, throbbing head provided further proof. She must have hit it as she fell. Perhaps the blow was even responsible for saving her. Perhaps it had slowed her just enough, arresting her fall sufficiently to allow the cliffs to catch hold of her. She could not remember, and she would likely never know for certain. But one thing she did know: she could not remain where she was. Sooner or later the winds would tug her loose and she would begin falling once more. Her eyes were tightly closed, in part to shut out the fury of the storm and in part to protect her vision. The rain was falling so hard that each drop stung the skin of her face, and she did not want to chance what it might do to her eyes if she opened.